Well, it's time for today's postgame coaches interview presented by Barings. Head coach Bob McKillop joining us. And, Coach, this game was close throughout. It was pretty equal. It was shooting throughout the first half. It seemed in that last 10 minutes, St. Bonaventure, who hit a season high in threes, just started to pull away.
Yeah, you know, what we saw on Friday in our game against Southern Virginia, and we actually showed clips of it last night, were that we are a little bit slow in terms of our reaction. We felt that we said in a 15-clip tape last night in the dining room, we said, you know, we're going to have to be a little quicker with our steps, a little bit better pace in terms of recovering. Of course, St. Bonaventure is significantly quicker and stronger, and I thought we knew where to be, and we were there, but we were there late, and I think that is clearly seen in the number of threes they made, where we were just not there when we should have been there, and I think that really put us on our heels. You know, we had cut the lead and actually had a chance to get that last rebound at the end of the first half, and we didn't get it, and we'd gone and tied at the halftime. We came out, and I think we got a great look coming out of the halftime, but it was at maybe 4 or 5 minutes later when they hit two or three threes in a row and they jumped that lead from 2 or 4 points up to 10 points, and it became a difficult hole to dig out of.
And, Coach, you mentioned that key rebound at the end of the first half. The rebounding numbers, they finished at plus 14 and had a big advantage on the offensive boards, at least in the first half. I know it's not an effort thing, but that takes a lot of energy, doesn't it, boxing out consistently against such a good defensive and offensive rebounding
exactly
team.
Right. You're exactly right about the energy, but again, it goes back to that a step late. You know, we're just a step late. I think we were in position in on that last shot of the half, and we did box out, but we didn't have that step to drive out. We made contact with the body, but we didn't drive it out. And that seemed to be like there was a play there towards the end of the game. It was a 50-50 ball, and it happened 3 or 4 times during the game where we got there, but we didn't get possession of that 50-50 ball because we didn't get our body into it. And again, it's that step late. Now, can you attribute that to energy? Well, maybe. Can you attribute it to the pause? Again, maybe. So we just didn't have that step, that quickness, that reaction that we normally have. And give credit to St. Bonaventure. You know, you look at the number of threes we took, and they were all, in many cases, very good looks. But I think we took so many threes because late clock, we weren't able to get shots, and we had to resign ourselves to shoot the three. Again, give St. Bonaventure tremendous credit for that.
And, Coach, their defense, we talked about it in pregame, they're number one in the league and holding teams to 63.3. So you guys at 58 today. What makes them so tough? Is it both interior and exterior?
Well, they didn't let us get to the rim. And one of the reasons they didn't let us get to the rim is because they switch 1 through 4. And when you switch 1 through 4, what it does, it kind of keeps them in position in their gaps, and it kind of invites you to stand on the arc because and it requires great energy to beat a switching team. You're going to have to constantly cut, constantly front cut. So they make the switch, you're going to have to either slip it or cut. And we just didn't seem to have that hop in our step that would allow us to make those cuts. And when that happens, the ball just moves around the arc, moves around the arc, moves around the arc. And we saw that happened. We came out of a timeout. I think maybe it was an 8-point game, and we did get deflation. We got the ball into Luka. Luke kicked it right back out to Lee, but we didn't get enough of that. And that's where Lee hit that three. So we needed more of that. We need more to deflation. We just didn't get it.
Were you pleased with the rotation? Because I know you have to be aware of the minutes and monitoring guys' energy. Were you pleased with the way you were able to utilize your team today?
Well, I think we did get gassed. I'm not pleased with the outcome, so there's very little you can say that you're pleased with. The rotation, I thought we got pretty good use of our bench. Maybe David Christensen should have gotten some minutes. Maybe Bates should have gotten a couple of more minutes. But I think that the guys emptied their tank. There is no doubt that they gave everything they had.
And one bright spot offensively, Coach Lee, career high, 6 3-pointers today. It was good to see him effective from the outside.
You know, he has struggled over the last couple of weeks shooting the basketball, and that's not just been in games, it's been in practice because he's gotten so much attention. And he clearly got that same kind of attention today and made shots. And, again, that's a credit to him and the work he's put in. But I think it's also a credit to the offense, to the guys in the offense that have made that possible. You know, our guys gave everything they had. They, you know, we're very, very well prepared. And, you know, Jared, we've said this, we want to be at our best in March. And clearly we had a great opportunity in front of us here. We knew the cards that were dealt, very difficult situation for us, and our guys prepared themselves as best as they could, and then they fought as much as they could, emptying their gas tanks, and we came up short. And, yeah, it was a double-digit loss, but I think for the most part it was a two-possession game, and a shot here and a stop there, and all of a sudden it's a different ballgame. And I think our guys did a tremendous job in stepping on a court tonight and representing us and trying to do the best that they could, not just in their preparation but in their performance.
And lastly, Coach, what will be the most important message to the guys come tomorrow and getting ready for Wednesday?
Sort of a reaffirming of what I said in the post-game locker room is that you know, there are two things. We emptied our tank, but we were a step slow in what we did. We knew what to do, but we just weren't there. Now we've got to look at it collectively. We've got to look at it individually and try to gear ourselves up on the 1 day or 2 day of practice that we'll have before Wednesday to get ourselves in that position where we are there and not a step late. And the second thing is, I said, you know, we're 11-5, 11-6 right now. Last year we were 16-10 heading into Brooklyn, and we were playing our best basketball last year in March. And that's been our goal since day one. We want to be at our best in March. And I believe that we've got a great opportunity in front of us on Wednesday night, another great opportunity in front of us on Saturday. So let's take it one at a time. Let's see if we can learn from this game today and then move forward. And I know our guys will come to work, and I know they'll come to practice, and I know they'll do everything they can to get themselves ready for Wednesday night.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Safe travels. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jared.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.